If you wish, sire, I can erase her memories for you.
Thank you, Gorgon. But I'll take care of her myself. It's the least I can do, to repay her for her kindness at the warehouse. Even if she regrets that kindness now.
When Kira finally felt solid earth underneath her feet, instead of more emptiness and rope, she almost whooped in relief. Menkheri smiled along with her.
Well done, Dark Lady.
Kira stuffed back her glee, though, and pulled the rope to the left of the windows, tucking the end under a potted plant.
With luck, no one will find that until morning. And I'll be long gone by then.
You may go back inside, Gorgon.
Certainly, sire.
Okay. It looked like there was another house past the trees, to the north. That way.
It was dark as pitch outside, but Kira was pretty sure she headed in the right direction. Her heart thumped with joy and exhilaration.
I'm free!
Menkheri's had let her run for a few paces before he stepped in front of her, absorbing the impact as if she were a butterfly.
That's two brave yet foolish things you've done today.
Damn it! It's you again, isn't it?
Yes, it's me.
Despite the lack of lights on the lawn, Kira's aim was steady as she punched Menkheri squarely in the chest.
I can't remember the last time a person actually struck me.
You watched me the whole time, didn't you?
Bitterness wafted from Kira, changing her scent from lemons and sea spray to something harsher. It made Menkheri's pause.
Why? Did you think it was funny, seeing me try to get away?
I knew you were never in real danger.
Well, I didn't.
Of course. I apologize. Here I've told you there was no reason to fear, but I've told you nothing to truly reassure you that you aren't in jeopardy. Whether you were inside the house or dangling outside it.
What are you? And what do you intend to do with me? Since it's clear you won't let me go.
The modern word for what I am is vampire.
Kira's heart had already been pounding, but at that, it skipped a beat.
Vampires don't exist.
That's exactly what humans are supposed to think. Except you've seen too much to hold on to that fabrication any longer.
But you were out in the sunlight this morning. And my cross...
Menkheri's reached out to touch the emblem hanging from Kira's neck.
The effects of sunlight, crosses, wooden stakes, and holy water are red herrings, which my people deliberately planted along the millennia.
Oh.
Our real weakness is not something we allowed to become common knowledge.
Silver.
What?
That must be what those other, vampires were using on you this morning. The knives didn't quite look like steel.